The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Yes, Fionn Davenport with me, hot off a recording of Golf Weekly with Off the Ball, wherein he announced Rory McIlroy is going to win the Masters at Augusta this year.
That's a slander. I didn't.
You know what happens. He shows early form and we all get on the Rory hype train. You know what happens. It's this, you can set your clock to it, Fionn. It's exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, very. I mean, look, it was for golf fans and Irish golf fans, it was a brilliant weekend of golf.
It was. I'm here for the hype train, even if Fionn tries to poo-poo it.
Oh, you are. You're leading the hype train.
I'm telling you.
You're both the chief engineer and the guy throwing coal into the...
Yeah. Anyway, that's not what we're here to talk about.
No, we're not. We're here to talk about Bilbao.
Never been to Northern Spain.
So... late last year, Ryanair announced two new summer flights from Cork. We covered Bordeaux, which is one of them. And then the second one is Bilbao. And they take off from, what month is it? Soon enough, actually. In May, I think. Oh, April. April 16th.
Oh, very good.
Now, you can fly with Aer Lingus to Bilbao.
And these are seasonal. They'll fly till September.
So they're going to run from April to September from Cork. But you can fly throughout the year from Dublin with Aer Lingus. And fares are really, really good. Like, you know, from 59 each way if you're going from Cork and 49 if you're going from Dublin.
Okay.
Each way.
So, what is the best time of year to go to Bilbao?
Any time. I mean, it's a chilly in the winter, but not, you know. It's Bilbao is an interesting place. So, capital of the Basque Country. San Sebastian is renowned as a gastronomic capital or a gastronomic capital of Spain. I think... it has more Michelin stars per square foot or per capita than any place in Europe. I could be wrong about this. Maybe Lyon might be by meet San Sebastian, but it's not far off. Bilbao is a hard-bitten industrial city. It was a shipbuilding port town, a steel industry, fairly kind of down at heel until the early 90s. So it was Glasgow, basically.
Okay.
Think of it as Glasgow.
Okay.
And then in the 90s, there was, led by an architectural renaissance, there was a cultural renaissance.
Okay.
So the key construction was...
the Guggenheim.
Frank Gehry's Guggenheim building, which has now become one of Europe's most famous and distinctive landmarks.
And so that's interesting. Before that was built, I mean, the idea of building something like that in Bilbao might have been kind of incongruous, was it?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, this is like, this was a, you know, the kind of, I was going to say conservative, but kind of traditional. These are, you know, hardworking people in an industrial city and with all of that comes with that. Like the idea of like cultural adventurism was not necessarily part of the character of the city, but clearly was there because the city embraced this cultural revolution and has gone on to become, I'm not going to say it's one of the most attractive cities in Spain. It really isn't. I mean, it's still the dark stone of its industrial past is still very much in evidence. But the old town is nice. And the waterfront has been completely transformed, primarily by the construction of the Guggenheim, which draws in millions and millions of visitors a year. And so as a result, with that influx of tourism, you get the development of all these kind of exciting things. So the food is incredible. Other museums are really interesting. And just generally being in Bilbao makes for a brilliant weekend.
And when you say the waterfront, the river, it's a few miles inland, isn't
it,
from the sea?
Yes, so Bilbao comes inland, like similar to Glasgow, which kind of...
Wow, there's a real Scottish comparison to be made here.
I mean, so Spain or Northern Spain is the first assignment I ever had for Lonely Planet.
Yeah.
In the mid-90s, 96, 97 or thereabouts. And I remember arriving up in Bilbao and the museum had just been opened a couple of years and it was staggeringly, it was just like it stuck out like this remarkable silver... bunched up kind of paper towel, you know, because and just like just kind of like a space age thing that was just kind of transplanted onto this traditional Spanish city. And it was really exciting. But going back 20 odd years later, you realize is that like the city has grown into itself. far more than it did when I was there.
So for people who know, and sorry, we should be getting through some of the kind of the highlights and the top tips, but just very briefly, for people who, most people listening to the show would be very familiar with southern Spain and maybe in and around kind of Barcelona and that part of Spain. How different is this part of Spain?
So really it's, I mean, this is Basque country. So, I mean, you know, you've got a substantial chunk of the population will tell you it's not Spain at all.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
And everything that is associated with that, like the Basque separatist movement, was incredibly active for decades and, you know, and spilt into violence and real confrontation with Spanish authorities. And there was there's a deep-lying tension at the heart of Basque relations with the rest of Spain, which expresses itself in a variety of different ways, not least in its football. And we're going to talk about Athletic Bilbao, which are like this remarkable team that are much more so even than the Catalan spirit of Barcelona, really representative of an independent Basque spirit.
Okay.
And that is very much at play here.
Okay. Before we get to the football club and that, talk us through some of the kind of top tips.
Yeah, well, the Guggenheim is obviously, like, you don't go to Bilbao without at least going to have a gawp at the Guggenheim. You don't have to go into the Guggenheim. Like, some of the more renowned artworks are actually in the grounds outside, so you don't even have to pay in. And I think the one, there's a big spider-like thing by Louis Bourgeois called Maman, or Mother, and then there's a very famous Jeff Koons sculpture called Puppy, which is this 12-meter tall Highland Terrier made up of thousands of flowers.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, very Jeff Koonsy.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but, and like, I haven't been inside the Guggenheim for many years, so I won't even go into like what the highlights are, but think of it as modern contemporary art. I'll give you some top tips. Pre-book tickets online, absolutely,
okay,
because otherwise you're going to be queuing. I mentioned the artworks that are outside the museum, so you don't have to pay to see those. Give enough time to walk the exterior, because the building itself is arguably the most important artwork of the Guggenheim. And look, here's the thing, right? So the whole thing is designed so that the light, the patterns on this metal changes with the changing of the light. And it's at its most beautiful, I argue, in the evening or at night. So the lighting gives it this lovely glow. If you want to photograph it, I'm going to give you a good tip, is from the opposite bank of the river, or from the Puente de la Salva, so from the bridge. And if you want, get the funicular up to the top of the hill and you get a bird's eye view of the Guggenheim and the rest of the city. They're the top tips for me. Otherwise, go, if you like modern art and contemporary art, the Guggenheim is everything you would want it to be.
What about other stuff to do around the town?
Yeah, so the Casco Viejo, or the old town, is great. And like, it's great for like old school shopping. It's got like, you know, quirky little shops and pinchos, which is the Basque version of tapas.
Yeah.
And so traditional, the Casco Viejo dates from the 1400s, or the oldest part of the old town. And so, you know, Plaza Unamuno is from there, and you can just wander the streets. You can pick up a Basque beret. I know you would. You know,
absolutely, yeah.
Absolutely, you'd wear a little Basque beret.
Yeah.
Called a chapela. And then there's like lovely old bookshops, like really old dusty bookshops. If you want artisan cheeses, La Quesería is one of the great cheese shops of Spain. I wouldn't even just say of Bilbao.
Okay.
There is a massive produce market at the southern end of the old town called the Mercado de la Ribera. And it's got lots of stalls, great food. All the while, stop these little pincho bars that are dotted along the streets. I mean, you don't have to eat like a big fancy meal. You can just eat tapas and you'll be full all day. Definitely go to the Plaza Nueva, which is beautiful 19th century arcaded square. Look, there's other museums beyond the Guggenheim. There's the Museo de las Bellas Artes, which has really kind of nice everything from Gothic art to 20th century pop art.
All right. Athletic Club, the football club then.
Yeah, sorry. Go to see a football match. The San Mamés is an amazing stadium. You can buy tickets, like maybe for like super, like if Real Madrid or Barcelona are showing up, you will find tickets. And they're around 50 quid. It's not expensive. So go to athletic-club.eus, and you should be able to find tickets for a run-of-the-mill La Liga matches. And like, they do this thing where they sing, right? And one of the songs they have is called Aliron, Aliron, which comes from the old English, all iron, all iron. It's just like, yeah, when it's the old industrial city. That's my favourite thing. The Guggenheim and going to see Athletic.
Food, food, food. Some of the best tapas in Spain, a.k.a. Pinchos. Great true Spanish city football and the wine region. A gateway to the Rioja wineries, as one of our listeners.
Absolutely. And that's just like, if you're only going for the weekend, stay in Bilbao. But if you're going for longer, definitely go out. And also, there are three amazing Michelin-starred restaurants that aren't incredibly expensive.
All right. Fionn Davenport, Rory McIlroy, second biggest fan in this studio. Thank you very much. We'll talk to you at the same time next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.